You got Haweebin.
You got Haweebin all day.
Yeah. I'm a Haweeaboo for Christ.
Shut the fuck up. Welcome on back to another wonderful episode of your favorite podcast. We're back after our intros episode where we talk about us. And to start off another 52 episodes of this podcast, we had to talk about state flowers. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but state flowers are important, man. I didn't even know most of these state flowers existed.
Imperative.
Even as flowers. Yeah, but we had to talk about them. Joining me today, of course, are my two regular co-hosts. We got Steven and we got Alex. Guys, this isn't exactly a question about flowers, but it's about nature. What wood, or the wood from what tree would make the best back scratcher?
What wood? Like, I want a Purple Heart back scratcher.
Just because you want Purple Heart everything?
Yeah, Purple Heart's the best wood, so therefore.
But would that make the best back scratcher?
It doesn't matter.
Are you talking about the medals they give veterans who get shot?
No, it's wood. Purple Heart. Purple Oak. Purple something. Fuck a veteran.
Yeah, also, Jesus.
That's recorded.
That's aggressive. And it's staying in. Steven is the racist. He's the racist aficionado.
Yep.
He hates women.
Yep. All the things. All of the things we learned from our intros.
Furries. Like. He loves Vor. And
we haven't talked about Vor yet. Once we get to there, I'll love Vor, but not yet.
I don't know how you're going to get Vor into an episode about flowers.
It won't deal with flowers. It'll be eventually. We'll have the Vor.
Also, I didn't ask you which one would you like the most. I said, what would make the best back scratcher? That's the question.
Purple Heart.
But when I asked you if that would be the best, you said, no, probably not.
No, I didn't.
Well, then what's the best?
No, I didn't. Purple Heart. Purple Heart is the best.
Okay. What do you think, Alex? I think you're reading. No, you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm just thinking about the question.
Okay.
It's a good question. It's a great question.
Thanks, man.
Woods are all very different. They're all very amazing woods.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know shit about woods. Personally, I think I would like a nice rosewood or a black cherry.
Those are kind of lighter woods, right?
Or am I, they are.
I mean, I don't
definitely.
Know shit. I don't know shit about...
not really lighter.
Are they soft?
Rosewood's like a dark red.
Okay.
Black cherry is more like brown. Like actual cherry.
I like the deep brown color. Like the walnut.
Or a mahogany.
Mahogany would be nice.
I think mahogany. What do you think, Gunner? Gunner's our guest today.
I think that a good one would be like a nice maple.
Maple would be good?
Mm-hmm.
You hear your bat sticky though.
Hey, that's fine. It already is.
Okay. Disgusting. If you already have a sticky bat.
Why is your back scratcher sticky?
It's maple. It's gonna secrete all over him.
I like to keep it within the family, you know. I don't like to let things get out, you know. Mm-hmm. Gotta keep it sticky.
Sticky.
Keep it in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Family tree is a straight line.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Sopranos.
Or it's a circle?
It's a bush.
It's a bush.
It's out there. It's kind of like an ampersand.
It's also a straight line.
It's like an ampersand.
A straight line is worse.
I mean, yeah. It's also impossible.
Well, I mean, you go down, you split, you go back, and it's a bunch of triangles.
It's like a hopscotch.
It's like a DNA. It's a what's the word for DNA?
A double helix.
It's a shape. It's a double helix.
Uh huh.
We're all over the place. Are we ready to talk about flowers?
Yeah, that's what we're really here for.
Disgusting.
Sticky backs and flowers.
Mm-hmm. We are here not to talk about sticky backs. We are here.
I'm on the wrong show.
To talk about state flowers. I've noticed that some states share the same flower, and some states have multiple state flowers.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Like, Texas has like three state flowers.
Hawaii has six.
I only knew about the bluebonnet until recently. Also, I don't like the blue bonnet. If blue bonnet's on your list, I don't think it should be.
I like the blue bonnet. Blue bonnet's a great state flower. You never took pictures. Never took pictures by the highway in your full denim getup with you and your family because it's blue bonnet season and you have to.
It's illegal to pick them. Mm-hmm. I think
it's frowned upon.
It's not okay.
All of our first grade teachers lied to us.
How fucking dare they?
The national flower is a rose,
I don't which like I think that is flower.
Kind of basic. It's very cliche. It's just a regular red rose. It's not it's even like not even a cool color. Rose.
It should have been like all-purpose flower.
Exactly. Yeah. Same. I agree. Mm-hmm. Big agree.
I asked Liz if she wanted to be on this episode, and she said no, because Liz is going to college for horticulture. And she works in a plant nursery.
What'd you
she
call her?
Plants.
Yeah, that's fucking disrespectful. How dare you?
That's what she's going to college for. I don't know, dude. That's what she tells me her classes are. So I guess I'm just telling it like it is.
Jesus.
But she said no, she didn't want to be on this list because all of the state flowers are garbage. Only if we did good flowers would she want to talk about them.
I got some good flowers on my list.
Yeah, I don't think she researched these state flowers enough then.
You're first, though, Gunner. Who's your number 10?
I think she just thinks they're kind of basic.
Well, I don't know. My number 10 is Georgia's state flower, the Cherokee Rose.
Sounds pretty good.
It's a white rose with like a yellow center. It kind of reminds me of an egg, like a fried egg.
It does look fried egg-like.
Yeah, but it is native to the area. And that's pretty much it. It's a hardy plant. It's a rose.
Did it get chosen twice?
What do you mean?
There's a few on here that multiple states share.
No, I did my best to remove all those states from my like decision-making process.
Okay.
Yeah. I went with one flower per state, and I would remove any duplicates.
If I have a flower that was shared by multiple states, I just picked it regardless. Like, I'm picking the flower, not the state. So I just, it's from multiple states.
That's a soft-ass flower.
I shared that sentiment with Gunner, but I changed my stance when I made my list.
Yeah. Yeah, because there are a couple that are shared that are fucking cool. Mm-hmm. And I care about the flower. I don't care about it being a horror flower being shared by multiple states.
It's loose.
I think it's cool. Yeah, it's a loose flower, but it's still cool.
Mm-hmm. It deserved it.
Also,
Jesus Christ,
it dressed provocatively.
Yeah, how dare she? How dare they?
So I copy and pasted the title from the website we were using, and it's a hyperlink. Do you guys think we should put hyperlinks for all of them or none of them?
None of them. Fuck them. If you care enough about the flowers to look them up, you should look them up.
Well, I'm also going to post the
website,
the whole the website that we're using in the show notes. Cherokee Rose, basic ass flower. Not good enough to be on the list.
Dude, what the fuck? It's on my list. I'm gonna swan tom bomb you the next time you're in Texas.
What are you gonna
What does that mean?
That sounds I'm the racist.
Did you guys not No, Swanton Bomb? You guys never watched like WWE Jeff Hardy?
Never mind.
It's where like you stand on the corner of the ropes and then you just fucking like dive into somebody.
Okay, that sounds cool.
Sure, so like Jeff Hardy or Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, like straight up, like you dive into him. You
do a
bomb.
Sure. You do a flip and then you land on your back on them.
That's pretty cool. Okay, reasonable.
I don't know if you are
capable,
athletic enough.
Gunner? When's the next time you're in Texas?
The beach.
In May?
In May? We're going to a fucking wedding.
Yeah.
I've got 2 months to swanton bomb. Yeah, get shredded for a swanton bomb.
Okay. That's not even being shredded. It's being like...
Do lots of tumbles.
Yeah, you gotta be able to do front flips a bunch.
Well, I just won't do a front flip. I'm just going to dive into you. I'll just spear you. We'll go with that.
Okay. That's different. You're just going to hurt yourself, but... That's fine.
Oh, I'm going to hurt myself? All right. Probably. All right, John.
My number 10, it is the Pua Kukui from Hawaii. It's white. It looks kind of like honeysuckle. I like the name. It's in.
It's nice.
It's in like my third favorite state. It's pretty good.
Hawaii. Why is Hawaii your third favorite state?
It's an island.
Is that the only reasoning?
It got bombed that one time by the Japanese.
It didn't get bombed.
It got kamikaze'd. That's like a bomb.
It's a method of attack. Technically, Oregon, California, I think, yeah, California's been bombed more, right? Because, like, there's, like, a Japanese sub that, like, threw a bomb at California.
That's cool. California's not on my top three lists of states, though, so.
They also dropped, like, a nuke in North Carolina, I think, when they were flying over it on
accident. Yeah, but we did that.
Yeah, we've also done that in, like, the desert.
Mm-hmm. We lost a few nukes in just U.S.
Hell yeah. We don't know
where they're at. So, my number 10, Pua Kukui, Hawaii.
All right, my number 10 is the Peach Blossom, Delaware. I like it. It's pink. It's got peach in the name. What more do you need?
That one looks pretty good. I like that one a lot, actually.
Yeah, that one's too low, Alex.
Nah, I think it's fine.
It's really pretty. It's a really pretty flower.
Yeah. It's like pink with like pepper inside of it.
Mm-hmm. It looks good. It's a good flower. What's your number 9, Gunner?
My number 9 is the Washington State flower. It's the Coast Rhododendron. West Virginia also has a rhododendron, but this is specifically the Coast Rhododendron, so I didn't count it as being a duplicate.
That's also too low.
What's your number? What's your number 10, John? I skipped you.
Yeah, you did. I was just gonna wait until someone realized, and if the whole list went by and nobody realized, that'd be fine. My list is not important.
I believe in your list, John. It's not gonna be as good as mine, but it's fine.
What's your number 10?
It's the Alpine Forget-Me-Not.
Too low.
From Alaska.
From Alaska?
Nah.
Far too low.
It's on number 9.
It's nice. I like the name more than I like the flower. It's very basic. It's purple. It's got the white. It's got the purple petals. It's got white at the center part of the petals. Multiple little flowers instead of one big flower. It's very pretty. It's very delicate. I like it. It's not, like, amazing. There are flowers that are cooler.
I'm going to make a prediction. I think 3 of us are going to have the same number 1. I really do think so. Mm-hmm. But yeah. The rhododendron, specifically the Coast rhododendron, looks like tissue paper that you dipped into like pink paint. It's very nice.
Yeah, it's a very pretty flower.
I like that those are drugs. And like you can make mad honey with that stuff, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Alex's number 9 was the Forget-Me-Not. My number 9 is the Hinahina, Hawaii.
You're just going to give us all of Hawaii's state flowers, Steven?
Isn't that who Naruto married in Boruto?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, she's fucking way shittier. Her cousin, uncle, whatever fucking Neji was to her, should have lived and she should have died. But, like,
yeah.
That's fine. He was way cooler than her. 8 trigrams, 64 palms, fucking badass. This flower looks nice. I like it. I like small flowers clumped together more than I like one big flower.
You just... I don't care enough. It's fine. We're past it. Also, are you spelling this thing right? Are you number 10? Because on this website, it's not spelled that way.
I didn't put that in there.
No, I think the last one was the right one.
I don't do that. That's not a thing I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I figured Gunner's just messing with me then.
What is your number 9, young Jonathan? Young Jonathan De Bruin. Semi-old John.
John Pye.
Gross.
For anyone who's watched Jujutsu Kaisen.
It's American Pask from South Dakota. Another purple flower. This is just a regular old purple flower. Like, think of like Alpine Forget-Me-Not is almost like a violet. Mm-hmm. Right, like it's basically a violet flower. This is like that, but the petals are just much longer. So it looks more like almost like a daffodil, but the petals are purple.
Mm-hmm. It looks good. It's a pretty good flower.
Not bad. Not bad.
What's your number 8, Gunner?
Yeah, my number 8 is the California poppy from the state of California.
Another drug.
Yeah. It's also known as the flame flower, la amapola, or copa de oro, which means cup of gold. So it's pretty thematic. So
can you say copa de oro one more time?
Copa de oro.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, it's my Spanish.
Making sure I heard that right.
Cup of gold is a good name for that flower.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I do really like the color on the flower.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the only orange flowers I have on there. Like orange-ish.
Granted, yeah, it's like not even orange, right? It's like a brownish yellow. So, which is basically orange, right? But like...
Yeah.
It's golden.
It is golden.
Yeah.
Because orange is not a good color.
It's like after you have like a 3-day bender of drinking, like what your piss looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No water, just straight liquor. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why it's my number 8. Reminds me of dehydrated pee. But
my number 8, it's a pink flower. It's the Lokelani. It's Hawaii. You already know it.
Like it's a great flower. You're a Hawaii weeb.
Yeah, dog. If only I could go to Oahu.
Hi, weebin.
Yeah, that's me. I like this because it almost looks like a chrysanthemum, but it's not quite.
It reminds me of this shitty book. Maybe it's not a shitty book, but the memory is shitty. My math teacher in fifth grade would read a book called Chrysanthemum, which I think was about like a mouse named Chrysanthemum. And it was a shy mouse.
It's a good name for a mouse.
Yeah. But the mouse's mom would be like, Chrysanthemum, you've got a beautiful name. You're going to be beautiful. You're going to do great. Just come out of your shell. It's a good like coming of age story, like telling kids to like be themselves. But the way my math teacher read it, he would go, Chrysanthemum, Chrysanthemum, Chrysanthemum. And it was gross. Always like, I feel like I'm about to be molested. So
gross.
That's why I don't like the word chrysanthemum. But that's neither here nor there. I think it's a flower.
It is a flower.
All right, it's a pretty flower. That's relevant. That's a very relevant story.
Hey, Steven just said chrysanthemum.
Yeah, don't molest me.
I won't. Well, yeah, no, I won't.
Oh, no.
Steven, rapist extraordinaire.
It's racist, not rapist.
No, you're the rapist expert.
Yeah, both.
Yeah, Genghis Khan. Shoutouts. Shoutouts to Abraham Lincoln, too.
Abe Lincoln was a raper?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he raped all them vampires, according to Stephen.
Mm-hmm. And Mary Todd Lincoln.
What?
How about that? What's your number 8, Alex?
It's the dogwood from North Carolina.
Okay. Not a bad one. Not a bad one.
I think the only reason it's on my list is because I have a tree, a dogwood tree, outside of my house.
That's
very
cool.
Beautiful when it blooms.
That's from that shitty song Wagon Wheel, right? He said something about dogwood, right?
I don't know what Wagon Wheel is.
Darius Rucker?
Darius Rucker?
Yeah.
You mean Hootie and the Blowfish?
Yeah, but when he became like a country star.
He was. That's what Hootie and the Blowfish is.
I never listened to Hootie and the Blowfish.
It's a band.
It's Darius Rucker.
Well, yeah, but this is like a solo project by Darius Rucker under the solo act name of Darius Rucker doing Wagon Wheel.
Oh, okay.
I think it mentions Dogwood.
I like the Carolina Lily more than I like the Dogwood, but...
So do I. That's why that one's my number 8.
Oh, nice. Dogwood also looks pretty good, though. So, ooh.
Yeah.
Weird looking, though.
He says, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight. And then, so rock me mama like a wagon wheel.
Well, he says Raleigh, so North Carolina.
That makes sense.
Yeah. The way with this song.
Yeah, no. I don't think I was disputing it's North Carolina. I was disputing that wagon wheel sucks.
Okay. Carolina Lily's your number 8, John.
Yeah. Now tell us your 4th Hawaii pick.
It's not. Oh, it is my turn.
No, it's not your turn. It's mine. Turn.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
John, I will not be silenced. Today. I will not be silenced for the Missouri state flower, the white hawthorn blossom. It's a woody plant that can reach 20 feet in height, and the little tiny apple-like fruit is collected to make jam and also provides food for birds and other small mammals. So
it's too low, Gunner.
How? It's just a white flower.
Which one did you
There's pick? A better white flower right next to it. My number 7, the magnolia.
That's too low.
That's not as cool.
That's a racist-ass flower.
As the apple blossom.
Apple blossom didn't make my list because it's picked by two things. But exactly. I say that, magnolia made my list, even though it was picked by two things. But you'll see.
Racist.
After all the Hawaii ones?
After we're done with the Hawaii ones, we'll get to the good flowers.
All right, well, give us your next Hawaii pick.
It is the Ohiha Lehua, Hawaii.
It sounds like you're at like a restaurant trying to order.
I know.
And like, there's the real order in parentheses. It's just going to be like stir-fried noodles. But you're like, hi, could I get a Lokalani Ohiha Lehua? And they're like, what the fuck is that? Because they don't know what you're saying.
Gracias. I like this flower because it has like a bunch of small things shooting out of it. It looks like it's many pieces of flower versus one big flower. You don't like the whole thing, right? You've got that tryptophobia or whatever the fuck it's called.
I don't have a fear of it, but I don't like it at the same time. But this is, I don't know, it doesn't look good. It's just a bunch of like pipe cleaners come like it. This looks like a pipe cleaner art.
Yeah, but it's a flower. Plant. It's a plant. Like, that's fantastic. No other plant looks like pipe cleaners. That's fucking nature right there. We built pipe cleaners after this plant. Did you know that? That's a fun fact about Hawaii.
I don't know if that's true.
It has to be. I've said it.
There's another plant that kind of looks like this.
Yeah.
Poppy does, kind of. But not the golden poppy.
We'll get to it on my list.
Also, you're just picking Hawaii flowers.
Who said that? According to who? My list? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it's 4 for 4 Hawaii flowers. Two more Hawaii flowers that you can pick.
Yeah, maybe.
And I'm not saying they're going to be, but I'm pretty sure they're going to be on your list.
No.
If you go 6 out of 10 Hawaiian flowers.
I wouldn't do that. That's stupid. Why would I do that?
That'd be a good bit. You should do that.
Why would I do that? That's dumb. That isn't funny.
I bet you're going to do that.
Don't make me spit out my wine.
It's the Camellia from Alabama.
Oh, the guy wrote Riding Dirty?
Yeah, that's him. That's awful. You're the worst.
Thank you.
That's a good joke, though.
Thank you.
No cursing in that dude. Also, he's like an angel investor for a whole bunch of shit.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's Riding Dirty.
He got caught. Except he didn't get caught. They would never.
Hmm.
It's a good flower.
Yeah. Mine, number 6, is Arizona State Flower, the Saguaro Cactus Blossom.
Too low. It's a good flower.
No, it's a great flower. It's actually illegal to harm this cactus in any manner. And when they do construction projects in Arizona, they have to straight up, like, relocate the cactus.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they'll fine the shit out of the construction company.
They take, like, 150 years to get that big.
Yeah, it takes 75 years to have a side shoot. So, like, where you see, like, the arms of the cactus, the arms took at least 75 years.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe up to. But, yeah, they live for, like, 200 years total.
So, I like the concept, you know. Having, like, large-ass cacti is cool. And having flowers on the cacti, also cool. But the flower doesn't look cool, so it's not on my list.
Maybe you just have bad taste.
Yeah, that's what I'm starting to think.
Nah, this is definitively a non-cool-looking flower. Like, it's an ugly-looking flower.
It's the all-around, though. The whole package, if you will.
It's in the same way that I don't care if the music has a good meaning behind it. If it doesn't sound good, I don't want to listen to it.
I don't want to look at it. This is a deep shoot flower. Like, I'm pretty sure bumblebees can fall asleep in it. Like, that's how cute this flower is.
Bumblebees can fall asleep in any flower.
It's got to be deep. And yeah, that's a deep-ass flower.
Yeah. Like, elbow. The one that Steven had, number 6, 7 for Hawaii, there's nowhere for a bee to fall asleep on that.
Sure. Mm-mm. But there's a large number of flowers that a bee can fall asleep in.
Well, yeah, but you were saying any flower.
Sure.
You're moving the goalpost on me, John. I'm not going to let that happen. Good flower.
Cactus is a good flower. My number 6.
Cactus isn't a flower.
Yeah, it is. It flowers right there. Look at it. My number 6. Boom. My number 5.
Your number 6.
My number 6? What the fuck happened to my list? Did I skip one?
Is it not a Hawaii flower?
No, it definitely is.
It is?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He just wants to put them in the right order. And you can't read the goddamn name, so you don't know which one you skipped.
Oh, I put one on here twice, like a fool.
Oh, no. Now you have to pick a non-Hawaii flower.
No, I do have to pick a non-Hawaii flower. God damn it, give me a second.
All right, while he's doing that.
Nah, wait. No, my number 6. We'll just move our... We'll move our... number 5 down one.
Talk about moving goalposts.
Yeah, no, Steven's just disorganized.
He can't read the things that he typed.
I put this fucking flower on here 3 goddamn... Oh, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
He's
no,
too
I didn't.
Busy no, raping and racisting.
What the fuck? This shit's so goddamn difficult. It's the Pua'ima. Pua'ima.
Yeah, they have like 6 flowers that start with Pua.
Yeah, that's why it's getting me fucked up. God damn it.
La Pua.
Wait, the Pua'ima.
Ima?
Yeah, it's the red
one. I-L-I-M... Wait. What?
It's the flat gold one.
Ah, cool. You said red.
You did say red.
That is nowhere near close to red.
Yeah, but red is like a flat gold color.
Yeah, that's how I would describe it. Flat gold. Red.
We're going to argue about fucking colors on another list?
Not so recently. Pua'ima. God damn it, why did they name everything Pua? I wasn't paying attention.
Maybe you shouldn't have all of Hawaii's dumb flowers on your stupid list.
I have to have all of fucking Hawaii's flowers.
Don't they only have like 13 letters in their alphabet?
Yeah, fuck them. Hawaii...
How the fuck are you going to get away with half an alphabet?
They don't need it. They don't need it. They've got that really long named fish, too. You seen that shit? This shit's crazy.
Maui Maui?
No. Maui Maui. Mahi Mahi, you mean?
Oh, shit. Maybe.
Long-named Hawaiian...
Oh,
I got it.
...fish.
Humu humnu ku kuapua.
Oh, no, that one's not even the longest. Here, I'm not going to butcher this. I'm just going to post it into the Discord.
Yeah, I already posted it.
Oh, I see.
Is it the Lua...
Oh, Lua, you mean the La Willy Willy Nuku Oi Oi?
Yeah, that one. That's it. You skipped a few
took
things.
Out, like, half the letters. But
no, I didn't. It's La Willy Willy Nuku Nuku Oi Oi.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, yeah, close enough.
Yeah, Alex was coming at me for my Spanish, but
you got
I'm Hawaiian.
You got Hawaiian all day.
Yeah. I'm a Hawaiiaboo for Christ.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
My goal every episode is to make John's blood pressure rise by 5 points.
Okay, we're ready. I'm back to where we're at. We're good. I know where the fuck I am on my stupid list. What is your number six, Alex?
It's the Red Carnation, Ohio. I really love this shade of red.
Not bad, not bad.
I mean, it is a good red.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a really good one. If Hawaii hadn't taken 6 spots on my list, it might have made it, but...
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
That's it's a good bad. Thing this list doesn't matter, right?
No, this list is the definitive state flower list, and there's 4 lists, so... It made one of our lists, so that therefore it's good enough.
Bananas.
What's your number 6, John?
It's the iris from Tennessee.
Tennessee also had multiple flowers that were pretty good. Iris?
It's just a pretty purple flower. It's got lots of angles, lots of petals going off in weird directions, and I like it. I like lilies. I like iris. I like... There's one more that I can't remember what it's called.
Orchid.
So you don't like it?
I do like orchids, yeah. I've only been given flowers a single time, but it was very... it made me feel good. Give your man some flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I mean, yeah, that's my only point. That's it.
Nice. My number 5. Steven, what are these? The top 5? What are they?
They're the large lads.
Oh, they're the large lads. Okay.
They're the large lads.
My smallest of the large lads, who still in and of itself is a large lad, is Oklahoma State wildflower, the Indian blanket.
That one's really pretty. Like, super pretty.
Yeah. Also called the fire wheel. It's red on the inside, yellow on the tips. And I just think the name stirs up a lot of imagery.
I mean, a little bit.
Good and bad. But yeah, it's just a very pretty, very pretty flower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like it. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
Nah, its name is offensive.
To who?
The Redskins.
Excellent execution. Excellent execution. Much like the Trail of Tears. My number 5 is the last Hawaii flower. It's the Pua Alola.
I thought you already put that one.
No. No. It's the one that looks like a hibiscus, but it's not a hibiscus. Oh, it is a yellow hibiscus. Holy fuck. I should be a horticulturalist. Look at that shit. I fucking nailed it. It's a golden hibiscus. It's fucking Slip. Beautiful. Big flowers. We have some of them in our backyard. They're great.
Yellow
No, whatever. we have pink and red hibiscuses. Hibiscus, good word.
It's fine.
That is my number 5 large lad.
My number 5 is the Bitterroot, Montana.
That one's pretty good, too.
Really beautiful flower.
It is. I mean, it's just like...
Pink and pretty.
A large pinkish-purple flower. Which, I mean, I don't know. My problem with doing this list is a lot of these flowers looked kind of similar.
They're flowers.
I also don't...
Like,
that's I mean, yeah, just... they're flowers. Yeah, right. They fit into various... I don't know, genus and family. I don't know what they are, but like...
Flowers.
They're flowers.
They're very similar. Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To both of you. My number 5 is from Michigan and Arkansas. It is the apple blossom. I really like this flower. I think it looks really nice.
I hear it goes best in a mason jar.
With My Little Ponies and stuff?
Isn't that the name of My Little Pony? Apple Blossom?
Apple...
I don't know. I don't watch that show. I'm not a fucking...
Good answer. Good answer.
Getting away from My Little Ponies. It's also my number four.
Wait, didn't you already have it on here, your list?
Me? No.
Someone did.
I don't think. Did I fuck up? No. Peach Blossom, my number 10.
Oh,
different
okay.
Blossom. Wait, different fruit.
Did no one have Apple Blossom on their list?
I talk shit about it because there's two of it.
Nah.
That's what I think you're remembering.
It's a really pretty flower. Like, if you just look up pictures not on that website of apple blossoms, you just have like a bunch of them. It's like a cherry blossom. Like, it's just a pretty pink flower mm-hmm. in abundance. Like a bunch of small ones that make a pretty, I don't know, vine of flowers, stem of many pretty flowers on it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really nice.
Yeah, I know Flo Rida and T-Pain had that song about it.
They did. Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they sure did. Mm-hmm.
Apple Blossom Jeans.
Mm-hmm. What's your number four, Gunner?
My number four. just like my number five. Could be problematic. It's the Wyoming State flower. It's the Indian paintbrush.
Also I really called, like that flower.
It's very pretty. Mm-hmm. It's the Prairie Fry... God damn. Prairie Fire. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
I agree. We used to get those a bunch. We'd see them like walking home in Lantana when I walked home from school.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of those out in like the fields and stuff. It's a good flower.
Yeah, because when we went to school there, there were still fields instead of just all houses.
Mm-hmm. It was over there by nice. Where the where those basketball courts got built.
Okay, sure. The tennis courts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those were both, right?
It was tennis courts first, and then basketball courts got built.
Oh, okay.
The basketball courts got built where my favorite trees were, or my number fourth favorite tree... The magnolia, specifically Louisiana's magnolia, even though it's on here for Mississippi. But
you said tree.
Yeah, it's a tree flower. It's fucking gorgeous. I love the magnolia.
It's in a Kanye West song.
Specifically from where?
Louisiana versus Mississippi. It doesn't super fucking matter, but like, I enjoy that flower quite a bit. Those trees also get gigantic, and they're cool as fuck. Lots of shade provided by those magnolia trees.
I need to go to the redwoods before something fucking happens to it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
At least while I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Big, intimidating trees.
I think this is that's a conspiracy theory that we didn't talk about, is that plateaus were the bases. Those are stumps of giant trees from when the Earth was... in the megafauna stage.
That's cool. That's a cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of... Now looking at these pictures of these magnolia trees, if you go to like a garden, like a botanical garden or an arboretum, you're probably going to have some path just through a bunch of huge magnolia trees.
Mm-hmm. It's super fucking cool. They get really big, and then you can, like, walk underneath them and stuff. It's sick. Mm-hmm. It's sick nasty. What's your number four, Alex?
I already said it. The apple blossom.
You did say it. Sorry.
My number four is the white hawthorn blossom from Missouri.
That's another small flower. Ooh, I really like the whatever the fuck those things are, like the pistil or the stamen maybe, I don't fucking know. But those things are like maroon, and they look really good together. The maroon and the white and the green, that's a good color combo.
What is that like collection of flowers called?
I don't know.
Is there a word for that?
Like wildflowers?
Well, like, so that the white hawthorn is like, you have one flower, which is just like the tiny flower, but like you have the collection of them, right? Instead, as opposed to just one large flower to one stem, this is one stem to many small flowers.
I don't know.
It's like branches or branching off. Like, I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe a shrub.
I can ask Liz. A posy. Maybe. That's what a small bunch of flowers is called.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. So a pocket full of posies is just a general statement versus specific posies?
It could be.
Interesting.
A stem holding the whole... So an inflorescence is a group or cluster of flowers arranged on a stem that is composed of a main branch or a complicated arrangement of branches. And the stem holding the whole inflorescence is called the peduncle. So I guess it's an inflorescence is the collection of flowers on a stem.
That's a cool word.
Yeah, that's the group that's saying that wake can't me up. Wake up some. Yeah, wake me up.
Mm-hmm. Same song as Paramore. Same band as Paramore, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Literal same. If you tell me they're two different bands, I don't believe you. Yeah, 100% lying.
I think Avril Lavigne was also in it.
Mm-hmm. Which version?
True. There's,
yeah.
True. Good point.
Much like the Beatles. She died and was replaced by herself. A clone of Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, there's no change from it.
No.
Unless it's JonBenet Ramsey.
Exactly.
My number three is the Texas state flower, the blue bonnet.
Same.
Ooh.
It's a good flower.
Beautiful flower. Beautiful fields of blue bonnets. I love. Apparently, 99% of the prairie that makes up the grasslands of North America has been destroyed. In just the last 150 years.
That's an unfun fact.
Yeah, that's the opposite of something I like. But at least we've got 4-lane highways.
Hell yeah, brother. You can't take a picture
that are still in a field. Congested.
You got to take it on the next to a 4-lane highway, my dude. You have to.
Yeah.
I would like to take this moment to complain about some of the roads here in Oregon.
No, you have it's moss. You can't complain. Your shit's beautiful.
It's a 1-lane road.
Yeah,
and then we get to an intersection, and it makes itself a 2-lane road plus a left and a right turn lane
off of a 1-lane.
So yeah. So before you get to the 2-way, like a fourth of a mile, it makes it 2 lanes, and then you also get the right and the left turn, and then on the other side of the intersection, the 2 lanes immediately go back into 1 lane.
What the fuck?
So, and there's like no turn off. There's no like roads or businesses that you can go. So it's just, it causes just confusion. Cause I'll like line up in my line that I feel like I'm supposed to, but then someone behind me, and then they'll like go next to me and try and speed up to get in front of me. Like it's awful. It's terrible. Also random places in the middle of the road, it goes from 1 lane to 2 lane to 1 lane. No point. Like it just doesn't
do it.
It's but it's a short distance. Oh, we're at a train track? 2 lanes for the train track, 1 lane again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, immediate.
No wonder.
It's all.
The KKK loved Oregon.
But y'all have moss up there, and that's
and mountains. Sure. The mountains are fucking cool as shit.
Sure. It's super pretty here. I love the location. I don't like the place. I don't like the city. The rest of Oregon's beautiful. But this capital, Salem, it's not very nice. Too many homeless people.
That seems like an Oregon problem.
Well, it sounds like we should just do something about the homeless.
I agree.
Nah, fucking kill them all. Burn them or whatever.
What's something.
I mean, anyway. Yeah, you're right. But like, maybe, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Maybe something more humanitarian is not executing homeless.
Nah, they're poor, so they earned it, you know?
Would you consider executing 100 homeless people as a humanitarian response, because that would make the rest of the city more happy, which would therefore increase the general sum of happiness?
You have to hire homeless to do the executing.
I think the true humanitarian cause is killing all humans so that the planet can like rebuild, but
that doesn't sound humanitarian at all. That sounds anti-humanitarian.
That's fine.
Yeah, I agree. Big agree. Nuke it.
But like, sure, yeah, you have 200 homeless people and you hire 100 homeless people to kill the other 100 homeless people.
And you pay the 100 you hire really good, so they're no longer homeless.
You pay them with a house.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So they're no longer homeless? So you have zero homeless. You've solved the homeless problem, and you've made the entire city happy? Is that a humanitarian response to homelessness?
It sounds like it.
Even better, we just send them to prison so we can get that free labor from them.
Oh, you're right.
Boom. There we go. Getting taken care of.
And they get to make us money because we're living in for-profit prisons? That's way better than just killing our own slave labor. Actually, they're technically they're just prisoners, not slaves, but who knows? This is a very political episode talking about flowers.
It's not a political episode. It's a philosophical episode.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. Those things don't go hand in hand at all. So what's your number three, Gunner?
Lots of times I feel like they don't.
It's just it was still...
The blue bonnet?
Yeah, the blue bonnet.
Yeah, okay, good.
But something interesting to know. What's it called? In 1901, when Texas legislation was deciding it, they got very emotional. There was one guy that was like, no, the Cotton Bowl needs to be the state plant. And then another guy apparently spoke about cactus so eloquently, he got the nickname Cactus Jack, which stuck for him the rest of his life. He was John Nance Garner. He was FDR's vice president for a while. And Travis Scott has a record company called Cactus Jack. And I don't know if they're related, but that's a fun fact that somebody else has to live with.
I think Travis Scott is called Cactus Jack because he makes lick my cactus euphemism quite a bit.
Interesting. That could make sense.
That's a stupid euphemism.
I mean, you're right, but he says it like four or five times in multiple songs. So, also his ones, I want them real bad. I want them real bad. But
his what?
If you know, you know, and you don't know, so it doesn't matter. They're shoes. They're expensive. I want them, but not enough to spend $1,800 on them. So, we're good.
My number three is the Oklahoma Rose from Oklahoma. If you couldn't figure that out yourself.
Not a bad rose.
I prefer that rose to our state rose, or the national rose, or whatever.
National rose, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Wait, you said the Ohio rose?
Oklahoma
rose? Oklahoma. Okay, that's what I thought. Oklahoma. That's what I thought. I thought you said Ohio, and then when I typed it in, it says Oklahoma. So no way is the Ohio rose called the Oklahoma rose?
I mean, it could be.
Yeah, but who the fuck wants to name their shit after something from Oklahoma?
That'd be a good bit.
That would be a good bit.
Also, I typed in Cactus Jack One's shoe, mm-hmm. and it popped up with your shoe.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah, they're good shoes.
Sure, but me typing in that assortment of words.
I mean, yeah. Putting in that sentence into Google probably shouldn't get you that, but it does. It's great.
These are expensive.
Yeah, I told you.
These just look like expensive Nikes.
Yeah, it's the point.
It's exactly what they are.
1500 I would rather have...
They don't even look that nice.
They look
these
great.
I would rather have these $500 Lowe's. Force One Lowe's.
The Cactus Jack Lowe's with all the tartan shit on them?
Force One Lowe's. I think those look actually... Like, if that didn't cost $500 and cost, a reasonable amount of money, I may buy those shoes because I actually really like that look, but...
My grails. These are the shoes that I want in order. Mars Yards. They're cool as fuck. They're $2,400. After that, it is the Kaz 4s. After that, it's Pyra Black Yeezys. That's it. Those are my top three. We're sticking to it.
God. I can't even look at fucking shoes. Nice shoes. I can't look at it. Because I cannot. I spent $20 on a pair. I spent $30 on deals at buying two pairs of Vans at one time for 10 years. I cannot justify spending $600 on a pair of shoes. I would never want to wear those shoes. Because I'll damage them. It gets scuffed. I'm upset. Fuck that.
But they're cool.
$3,500 for these Jordans. Like, just normal-looking Jordans. But $3,500, nah.
You put them in the case. You actually, you don't, because you're fucking supposed to wear your shoes because they're shoes. What's your number three, John?
Disgusting. Ooh, this shoe's got a fucking flame on it, and it's $240.
There you go. It makes you run fast.
It doesn't look like they're Converse. It doesn't look like the fucking shoe you should be running in. But
people play basketball on those. And they're technically slippers. That's why they have the wool fuzzy shit on them, so they don't have to pay as much taxes. Because everything is tax motivated.
It's another... What I say the word was? Incandescent? Inflorescent. It's another inflorescent flower. It is the Coast Rhododendron from Washington. I really like it. I think it looks real... Like, the flower looks really frail, but it's just the collection of flowers that looks really pretty to me.
It's pretty all right. It's pink.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Like, and it's not even a long, like, a stem. It's like the one stem, and at the end of the stem, instead of just one big flower, it's just a bunch of tiny flowers that make up the same space that one flower would be. And I like that dynamic. And then just the flower is just like deep pink on the edge, and then it fades to like a whitish light pink in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the...
The gradient?
The gradient, that's the word. I like the gradient a lot.
Fucking nature's nice as shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is making me want to go walk on nature trails, like, but...
I want to go to the Arboretum.
Maybe Monday. The Arboretum in Texas is actually... The Dallas Arboretum and the Fort Worth Botanical Gardens are both pretty nice.
Yeah, I've gone really to enjoy the Botanical Gardens.
Yeah, it's a very nice... It's just... we're getting into that point where if you live in Texas, it's like, I don't want to go outside... Like, you're not there yet, but...
Yeah, we'll be there in about 2 months.
We'll be there pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very close to... Actually, right now would be the perfect time to go to the Botanical Gardens.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of botanics, my number two.
Great segue.
The Colorado State Flower. The Rocky Mountain Columbine. Not to be confused.
I know it's not a joke, but like
not to be confused with the massacre. which the massacre was named after the high school, which the high school was named after the town. The town was named after this flower.
That's a really pretty flower.
Yeah.
That one politician doesn't believe it happened.
The one
Marjorie
with the space lasers.
Taylor Greene thinks that like Jews with lasers or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
She's a maniac. That shit's crazy. Yeah.
Jeez.
They're voting to get her off the... Out of Congress.
Good.
Also, literally only has a GED. Like, come on now. Come on. Please. Pick someone better.
I mean, no. You can just have a GED and be smart, but...
Don't
That's
make
not
fucking
the point.
Conspiracy theories.
That's
don't,
not...
You,
the GED don't, bit isn't the point. Like...
Yeah, don't gotta, think that you, space Jews are controlling our government with a GED while in a place of power.
It's the stacking effect. You can't have all of those things together. Like, if she just had a GED and I didn't know her fucking name, she'd be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
If she had a PhD and thought that space Jews were doing things, that's fine.
I don't know.
that's not it? Okay.
Yeah, you remember... You weren't here for it, Gunner, but I have a book written by a doctor about why the Earth is hollow. It's like, I think I still have it next to my desk.
I think Ben Carson said some dumb shit about, like, COVID or whatever, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and then he died. Because of
no, that was Herman Cain that died.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, it was the other black Republican. Might be.
No, but Ben Carson said some dumb shit sometime. And they're like, that's a lesson that, like, you can be brilliant in what you know and be terrible at other things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's illegal to pick the Rocky Mountain Columbine. Just straight up illegal.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Are you okay, Alex?
I'm just choking on my water. Okay. I'll be fine.
Okay. Mm. I just want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah. There's apparently the official Colorado state song is Where the Columbines Grow, which is a which can be like now has a different meaning when you look at like Fox News saying like steam is where the Columbine grows.
Yeah, fucking gamers. We're being oppressed. Gamers. Rise up.
Yeah. Look, APMAPHD. And this guy wrote a book in like 1940 about why the Earth's hollow. You got fucking medical doctors that are like, yeah, vaccines bad.
He's a medical doctor and he wrote that book about the Earth being hollow?
No, I mean, he's got a PhD. I don't know what it's in.
Oh, okay.
I guess I can look up his name. Let's look up his name.
I'm sure I could get a PhD in something.
I don't want to do the writing. My number two.
Yeah, you have to do a lot of writing. That's the only thing. Like, I'm almost to my master's, and the only thing that's keeping me back from doing a PhD is I don't want to write a fucking...
A thesis.
Like, I already have to write, like, a thesis. I don't want to write a dissertation.
Yeah, that's the fancier word for a thesis. My number two, it's the Saguaro cactus blossom, because it's a big old cactus, yeah. And it's got pretty flowers on it. We've already talked about it. It's cool as fuck. Also, there should be more cactus day flowers. Like, cactuses are cool.
Right? Cactoxin are badass.
Cool Pokemon. Cool stay flowers. Cool Square Enix property.
It doesn't tell me what his PhD is in.
It's probably not real then. What's your number two, Alex?
The Luklani from Hawaii.
It's a good one. Made my list.
Very beautiful flower.
It's a good flower.
Yeah, we know.
It looks like a bunch of tissue paper like all squished together.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Exactly what it looks like.
Very pretty. Very pretty flower.
My number two is the peach blossom from Delaware. I really like this flower. It's so pretty.
So now we're at the final flowers.
The final flower.
The final flower.
The largest lad. The pumper, if you will.
Yeah, the pumper of strange, the cranker of hog, the number one Tennessee state flower, the passion flower. Like, this thing looks insane. It's just beautiful.
Hawaii took its spot, but like that's a really good flower.
You have a number flower. One is your whole like your number one is Hawaii?
No.
Oh.
Hawaii had five spots on my list.
Six
spots on my list, it bumped out a Tennessee state flower. This is pretty good.
I don't understand how the passion flower is not your number one.
Because my number one's better. Yeah, I think. My number one is John's number. My number one is John's number 10. It's the Alpine Forget-Me-Not. I really like the name. I also really like that purple.
Do y'all see the passion flower?
Yeah, it looks super fucking cool. I agree. It's a cool as shit flower.
So, looking up pictures of the Alpine Forget-Me-Not on Google rather than that website, most of them look blue rather than purple.
That's fine.
Which, it may add more. I like this blue much more than I like that purple. It's just a hella deep blue.
I like that.
Like, look up images of the passion flower. Like, it looks like an acid trip.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Ooh.
What?
That's dope looking.
It creeps me out.
That looks pretty cool.
Man, that website did you dirty. That's a really cool looking flower. Also, it has, like, fruit as well to go along with it. That's cool as shit.
Nah, it looks
disgusting.
There's
a warning from the FDA to say not to, like, try it.
Don't eat it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gives you nausea, rapid heartbeat, mental slowing and drowsiness. Like, you're just vibing.
You're just vibing. I like this flower. I like this picture of the flower a whole lot. It looks very cool.
Nah. It's creepy. I don't like it.
It's all wispy. Excellent choice, Connor.
Scared, John.
Excellent choice.
Thank you. Yeah, of course I am.
What is your number one, Alex?
It's the Camila.
Okay.
From Alabama.
Damn.
Good choice.
I was wrong.
Yeah,
I thought we all would have picked the passion flower.
Nah.
Not the slightest. No, sir.
I don't give a shit about the passion flower.
I like the passion flower. Where's the...
What are you going to put as your number one, John? Are you put like a lilac or something?
You loser. What is it? Oh, shit, yeah, that looks dope.
Right? It's like that's half pink, half white, and it's beautiful.
It's not bad. That's like me.
Half pink, half white, beautiful?
Yeah, with my Irish heritage, and I just burn easily.
Being burned.
Yeah.
Now that I've seen this better picture of the Alpine Forget-Me-Not, it probably should be a couple points higher. Because that deep blue looks really good.
I also like that they named it like a horse.
I'll move it up. Mm-hmm. This was really just my fault. I used this website like a crutch, and I didn't look up what these pictures actually, like these flowers actually look like. I only used this one picture.
Nah, dog. This shit looks so good.
I'm looking at two.
This shit looks so good.
We'll make it my number eight. We'll move down Lily and American Pasque.
People take good pictures.
I don't want to move my list too much. Yeah, no, it looks very pretty. It is a very pretty blue. It's still, I do like the collection of flowers, but my number one, also a collection of flowers. These look like little umbrellas. It is the mountain laurel from Pennsylvania and Connecticut. It just looks like a bunch of tiny umbrellas with little, like, designs on them. And I like it a whole lot.
Ooh, yeah, that one's good.
It's no passion flower, but it's good.
I would say those both get to be number one. Those are both reasonable number ones.
Mm-hmm. I do like the, like, geometry of it.
Yeah, I think I actually prefer the unfurled flowers to the... Actually, no. I like that they're all together. The unfurled and the furled flowers look really cool together. Like, this shit looks dope.
Like, it's a pentagon, but they, like, dip in the middle, mm-hmm. which is kind of
They almost
nice.
Look like dice.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. The mountain laurel are a whole bunch of D20. Just mm-hmm. a bunch of nerds.
Wait. What was... Alex, did you go?
Yeah.
I found a hoodie that has a bunch of Alpine forget-me-nots on it.
If Alaska wasn't on that, maybe.
It's pretty nice.
Oh, yeah. Yours is the Kamiya. From Alabama. I think we chose well.
Yeah. Not bad. Not bad at all. I do have an honorable mention. It's not a state flower, but the Venus flytrap, which only grows in the Carolinas.
How's that an honorable mention when it's not a flower?
It's a plant.
Yeah. It's just something cool.
I mean, technically it only grows in the Carolinas, so I guess technically it is.
Yeah, it's a state U.S. flower, exclusive.
That's cool. Yeah. I didn't know that.
A state exclusive.
There's a t-shirt, Steven.
Does it have a frocket? No. Oh, yeah, that's a dope fucking t-shirt. That's cool. Good colors. Good color choice on that t-shirt. That's it, though. We're done.
I may mm-hmm. literally get that t-shirt for myself.
Any more nice. Honorable mentions?
No.
Any more politically strong statements we want to make? Stances we want to take?
No. No, I got nothing. Nothing that I want to put on a recorded line.
I agree. We'll take it offline. Sure. We'll say all the shit we can say.
Yeah, if you say something, I would have taken it out of context, put it in mid the intro or something.
So. I hope there's no goth chicks that listen to this and that could take advantage of me. That would be horrible.
Same. Yeah, if y'all have tons of them, just...
No, I sure hope no goth or alt chicks hit me up.
Oh my goodness. No, that would be the worst.
You never give us a way to contact you properly, so...
They'll find me.
Yeah. They'll
really want to hit them up.
Gar, I feel like you
and everything.
I feel like you've thought that since you hit puberty, and it just hasn't happened.
Not yet.
Yeah, one day it will.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Goth chicks might be the reason I hit puberty.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. I don't know at what point young Steven went through puberty. But
or why.
Yeah, maybe he was looking at some of those cartoon characters we talked about way back when.
I mean, there was just the goth section on that list. Of I mean, Sam. Yeah.
The goth pocket.
Yeah, the goth pocket. That's exactly how I would describe it.
All right, well, you've been here listening with us. We talked about plants, flowers, trees, politics, philosophy. We did everything.
Mm-hmm.
And more, of course. If you would like to contact us in any way, shape, or form, we do have an email at thisiswhyyou'rewrong@yahoo.com. You can email us anything. If you want to contact us in a way that's not our email, we do have an Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all at thisiswhyyou'rewrong1.
We also have a fucking website, which is cool as shit.
Yeah, we got a Patreon. We got a website. Website is... Last time I said it was at .com, but it is, in fact, thisiswhyyou'rewrong.net. Remember to put an E in that your and .net.
Also remember to put an R in a your. Yeah. So you don't accidentally buy the wrong website domain.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that.
No, that would be foolish. That would be foolish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely foolish. But is it .net? Definitely never happened. .net.
.net. We got a... You can tweet at me at Double Owls.
You can tweet at me at PHNOV1.
You can tweet at me at Zeo417.
Gunnar, do you want to be contacted in any way, shape, or form?
To contact me, set your Hinge or Tinder location to Haltom City in May. And we'll get in touch. We'll get in touch.
Steven, tell them how they can support the podcast.
We have a Patreon. You can give us money. You don't have to. If you want to give us an amount of money, if you want to be a true pumper, if you give us $300, you can be on the podcast. If you want to be slightly less than a pumper, but still want something as cool as being on the podcast, you can give us $20 and you can get a something. We'll give you something, probably. less than $20, $5, right? That's the next one down.
$10.
$10.
What does $10 get them? Voting and stuff?
They get to listen to the backlog of episodes.
Oh, yes, yes. You get to listen to our things that we make that no one else gets to listen to until they do. $10 gets you that. $5, you can vote on intros. You can join our Discord. You get to join our Discord for all of these prices, but $5 lets you join and vote. $1.
We should have started the other way around.
Well, I'm doing the podcast, bitch. I can say whatever the hell I want. $1 gets you onto the Discord.
Is that it?
I think so. I don't know.
That was just an abrupt stop.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were going to continue going, but you didn't, and that's fine. That's the Patreon. Give us money. Money me, please.
Money please. Or don't. I mean, you can do whatever.
Or don't. Yeah, just tell your friends about us.
Yeah, that helps way more, probably, than giving us money. Like, absolutely. Both of those things, nah, fuck that. I don't want your money. Tell people to listen to us. That's way cooler.
But if you don't have friends, then give us money.
Yeah, sure.
Because I don't want you to talk to random people about the podcast. Okay, don't, yeah. Like, don't get your that. Coffee from Starbucks in the morning, and the barista asks you how your day's going, and then you talk about the podcast. Like, that's nobody wants to hear that.
That's weird.
They're not going to listen to the podcast.
But, yeah. Like, maybe if you tip that barista, like, a whole dollar, you can write, listen to This Is Why You're Wrong on it. And then you tip them, and then they'll see
subscribe
it.
Subscribe.
Like, wow, that's why crazy. You're wrong. Patreon. That's wild.
I don't know. God, if someone was willing to give money to someone else to listen to our podcast, that would be insane. Next week, though, we have Jorge back again. To talk about, this is the first time that we're talking about the same, or basically the same concept twice. We're talking about Kanye once again. But we're talking about Kanye songs. We did albums before, but we're going to talk about songs. And you may be thinking, why are they doing songs when they've already done albums? Wouldn't it just be a one-for-one? That would be incorrect. You could have the best album, but the best album may not have the best song. It may not even have any song in the top 10. If the album is just nothing but 9 out of 10s, but the artist, but Kanye has multiple 10s out of 10, then all those 10s are going to be on the list instead of the 9s, even if the 9 out of 10 album is the best album, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we're also including, because last time we only did solo albums, we're also including anything that Kanye has been a part of at all.
Yeah.
Any album, any collab album that he's been on, any single that he featured on, doesn't fucking matter. If he was in it, it could be on the list.
Exactly.
And it's not Kanye's contribution to the song, it is the song as a whole that Kanye just happened to be on. Most of them are probably going to be Kanye songs, but there may be one or two songs with Kanye in them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. That was a long explanation. Yeah, that's it. I'm done talking about flowers. I hope this inspired you to go visit your local botanical garden today or this weekend, since today's Thursday.
Today is Maybe. Thursday.
Today's Thursday if you're listening to it when it comes out.
It's not Thursday if you're listening to it on a day that isn't Thursday, I guess.
Yeah, it could be any day.
Yeah, I was about to freak out. I was like, wait, I have work tomorrow? But
oh, God. No. You have work tomorrow, but it's a Friday, so that's pretty good.
No, it's... What the fuck day is it? I'm going to go dissociate.
We'll see you guys next time.
Deuces.